doesn't look as though he has much horsemanship, so what do you ask him before you lend him your horse?
Do you know anything about stock?
Yeah. Have you ever
owned a horse?
And if he says, yes, I've owned a horse, this doesn't satisfy any, and I say, well, have you ever, maybe you've owned him, but have you ever
worked?
Well, he's just going to borrow your horse to ride.
Ridden?
Yeah.
That horse a long way before you got to that, didn't you?
Well, I had to find a place to get on.
Oh, if you take the boar and you operate on him, what do you call that operation?
Castrate.
Uh-huh. And then what does the boar become?
Gilt?
Gilt or a barrel?
Bar.
I hear a couple. We're concerned with distance again. If someone says, is it far to the road down here? You say, no, it's just a
little ways.
Mm-hmm. And then if they said, how about to Tallahassee? You say, oh, that's
2 or 3 miles.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a little ways, that's
good way.
People say it's for a beast, don't they?
Yeah. If somebody's 5'10", let's see, you're about 5'10", and then you say, somebody said, is he taller than you are? You'd say, no, he's as tall
as I am.
If, wait a minute here. If you and Mrs. there have a pile of something over there, and there's another fellow sitting here with me, you say, that pile is whose?
Ours?
Mm-hmm. And this fellow and I have one here, you say, this pile is
yours.
Mm-hmm. This means it belongs to both of us. Mm-hmm. What was this one you used? Y'all come back? Mm-hmm. Would you say y'all in other contexts, or just y'all come back?
Well, you say belongs to you all.
Meaning bunch of people?
Mm-hmm.
You use
or
it
belongs to both of you, no.
You're a you man, huh?
I'm a you man. I don't say you all.
Okay. If someone says, how far away from home have you been? What would you say?
Several miles.
Well, they said to you, what's the farthest you've been away? What would you say?
I want to say quite a ways.
Quite a ways?